Well, welcome everybody to the ninth week of our Word in Life series, Healing the Heart of Democracy. So now that we're all checked in, let's gather ourselves, put our busy mornings behind us, and don't think ahead to the rest of the day or other things that may be on our mind, right? Let's gather ourselves together in mind and in spirit to center down with our breath, using the tides of the Greenpeace video so that we come into coherence and readiness together. So now we are in sync with the earth, our breath, and each other. On this day, when the presidential election is still undecided, it feels as if the entire nation is twisting in that tragic gap that we've been learning about, that gap between what we wish for and what seems to be facing us. But it's just this moment that Parker Palmer was writing for. Here we all are, consumed with the election results, but we're being called during this next to last session to recognize the need for long-term redevelopment of genuine community in post-election America. So here are Nancy and Georgia on their last morning with us together to explore the human capacity to create community. Over to you, Georgia and Nancy.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Judith. Thank you, Georgia, for showing up. Thank you, everyone, for arriving today. This is community. This is our human capacity in evidence right now as we look into each other's faces or screen names or little phone receivers that we find ourselves here in community at this time. And of course, when Georgia and I were meeting with Pat, wow, that was like, what, July and August, and talking about this, we knew we would be arriving on this day, several days after election, and we didn't know what it was going to feel like. And I'll say I still don't know what it really feels like. I am feeling a lot of different things. But good morning, and we're glad that you're here, and we really do hope that for these next 90 minutes, you set aside perhaps peeking at your cell phones for some other election results that might be coming in this 90 minutes. We hope you can set that aside. Also the beauty of what Parker Palmer talks about in these habits of the heart is that we don't set aside the outside world. We actually bring ourselves to this outside world in a different way with these habits. The first habit of acknowledging that we're all in this together. We're all in this together. That second habit of embracing the value of otherness, the value, not just tolerating it, embracing it, all of the otherness. And that's been preparing us for this time. The ability to hold tension in life-giving ways. Tension has certainly come up, that word, already, and we all feel that tension, but feel the aliveness in the tension, not the threat, not danger, but what's real. Because in that tension is what something new, where that something new might emerge, can emerge, if we're all in it together. And then this morning, we will be touching back in on the power of voice and agency. You had extended learning about this, and we talked about it last session, and we just want to remind you that Georgia and I are confident that by the time we get to breakouts to share into the power of voice and agency, you'll have something to share. So this isn't about, remember, that any of that guilt. Guilt is not welcome in the tragic gap here in this circle, because we know that you'll listen to each other and share from the place that you need to share from. And then after we've done some breakouts about the power of voice and agency, we'll then turn to the human capacity to create community. So those are, that's the terrain we're going to be exploring this morning. Georgia, do you have anything else you want to share as we enter into this time?
You've already said this, Nancy, but just to underline this basic notion that I don't know about anybody else, but I'm carrying into this session an enormous amount of feeling and thoughts, and not only anxiety and anger and all kinds of feelings. So we want this space to be a place for you to express what's on your heart, but to do your best to do it in the context of these habits that we're talking about. So Nancy will talk more about that, but we want to give space, but also what we're talking about here is extremely relevant to whatever we're bringing here together this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Georgia. So what we thought we would do is start with a brief video. This, again, is Parker Palmer talking about the fourth habit, the power of voice and agency. Tim's going to cue that up for us, and then we'll do some triad sharing. But Tim, whenever you're ready with this video.